Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record, edit, and file audio reports from anywhere, so they can be instantly heard by your fans and followers on social media. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning, so you're ready to go whether you're online or offline. Pandora earnings and YouTube is poised to launch a subscription service. All that and more, but first a reminder of Rain Summit Europe, November 9th in London. It is the gathering of streaming audio experts and an opportunity to meet industry giants from the BBC, Audioboom, Global Radio, and many more, as well as hearing some live music from up-and-coming electronica band Meraki. To see the power-packed agenda, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Pandora exited Q3 with strong financial results. Those words were from Pandora's earnings call this week. Investors in the U.S. didn't get the memo, though, or they didn't like the memo, because Pandora's stock traded a shocking 33% down the morning after. Pandora's gross profit number was lower than for any quarter since Q1 of 2014, so that probably bothered investors. And the net loss of $86 million was a deeper dive into red ink than Pandora has showed in the last 11 quarters. Now, on the upside, Pandora booked $312 million in revenue during the quarter. That's a 9% gain over the second quarter and a 30% year-over-year lift. Total ad revenue was $255 million. That's mainly how Pandora makes its money. A key metric is RPM, or revenue per thousand listening hours. That number is a measure of how efficiently Pandora makes money from its streams. In the third quarter, the number rose to $60.42, and that's a 26% gain year-over-year. Pandora also agreed to write a big check this week. As rumored, Pandora has settled with the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, for use of pre-1972 music through this year and next year. The settlement cost? A sweet $90 million. This development comes a few months after SiriusXM, the satellite broadcaster, likewise a defendant in cases focusing on performance use of oldies music, settled with major labels and other litigants through 2017 at a cost of $210 million. The lawsuits and settlements are the result of vigorous activist litigation by music rights holders to repair a flaw in U.S. federal copyright law, which fails to protect records produced before February 15, 1972. That sounds like an arbitrary date, but actually, it's when the U.S. Copyright Act became law. Both Pandora and Sirius have expressed support for a federalized solution to this loophole. With a federal change not appearing on the horizon, though, stopgap settlements appear to stanch the flow of money and effort in state courtrooms, where in California and New York and some other states, the cases have been argued. This settlement with Pandora and the RIAA might also give Pandora a runway for negotiating a longer-term licensing deal for oldies, assuming that Congress will not act. YouTube will finally bring its long-awaited complete subscription service to market. Next week, in fact, October 28th is the launch date. It's called YouTube Red, and it'll cost $9.99 a month. A subscription to YouTube Red will include access to a redesigned YouTube Music app, which will replace Music Key. YouTube Music will integrate with Google Play Music, so subscribers to one service will automatically have access to the other, which is how Music Key operates now. In addition to the typical content of remixes or live shows that have long set the video platform apart as a music source, YouTube Music will also have better discovery tools, we're told, listener recommendations, and customizable stations. At this stage, it sounds like the platform will offer a blend of interactive and lean-back features. I'll have more on this next week. Buzz, accusations, and legal jargon are swirling around the ecosphere this week in the wake of Spotify's removal of the Victory Records song catalog from its library. Victory Records and sister company Another Victory Music Publishing have alleged that Spotify has failed to pay publishing royalties for thousands of recordings. The charges were based on an examination of Spotify's royalty statements by Audiam. That's a data and auditing specialist that seeks to recover missing payments, and it's led by former TuneCore CEO Jeff Price. Now, I spoke to Jeff Price about this, and he said that missing payments plague many streaming services because they outsource the data and reconciliation work needed to get money where it belongs. Although Jeff Price blames Spotify, many other industry observers blame the convoluted licensing system more generally. Some believe that the world needs a global music rights database so the royalty path is standardized and clear to all stakeholders. Apple has finally revealed how many people are signed up with their credit cards for Apple Music. Apple CEO Tim Cook revealed official subscriber numbers for Apple Music at the Wall Street Journal Technology Conference this week. He shared that the streaming platform has more than 6.5 million subscribers, with another 8.5 million currently enrolled in free trials. Those figures give Apple Music a combined 15 million people on board. We've seen hints at possible conversion rates from trying to buying in a couple of research surveys, but the future growth of Apple Music's audience is unknown at this time. Without question, attaining 6.5 million subscribers in a little over 3 months is an impressive way to enter the music service market. Apple Music has twice as many subscribers today, for example, as competitor Rhapsody, which started in 2001. And that's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala, and his music can be heard on SoundCloud. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest and join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.